This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9, your inside guide to the music industry with myself, Leo, tonight. Now, one guest who has been in the industry a long time, approaching her 40th anniversary next year. Tina Arena, welcome back to Joy.
Thank you.
Now, Young Talent Time, 1975, you joined the cast of Young Talent Time. The first song you sang was ABBA's Ring, Ring. Mm. You left in 1983. What a great training ground for someone so young.
Mm.
Do you look back on that time fondly?
Very, very. Mm. I mean, I was really, I think I'm probably one of maybe a handful of people that have had that kind of an education. It was a very organic way to learn your craft. And I really honestly believe that without that kind of grounding, I would never have lasted till now. I know that.
Mm.
I'm not stupid enough to think otherwise, you know. It was an extraordinary education and it was really, really organic.
And that connection with your audience has been so long and your fans have remained so loyal.
Mm, amazing.
You know, I mean, it's almost like people have grown up with you.
They have.
And that connection is still there.
Absolutely.
And people are still coming to your gig, are still buying your music.
Well, I think it's an extraordinary privilege to actually have people that grow up with you, that follow all your, good, bad and indifferent moments. It's kind of beautiful.
Because the public voted you as the Australia's greatest singer of all time on the news.com poll, which was must have felt really humbling.
It was.
It's a public vote.
Yeah, it is a public vote. And there was also a vote from my peers in the industry as well, which was the same thing. Yeah, I was pretty taken back by that one. I didn't really have much to say because I was a little bit sort of, I was a bit gobsmacked, to be really honest.
Yeah.
It wasn't something that I expected to that point. I knew that there was a lot of respect because it's a respect that I too have reciprocated. I've always been, you know, really aware of those people that were there before me. The Chrissy Amphletts, you know, Olivia, you know, going back to Helen Reddy, you know, nobody understood what that woman did in that kind of time to have left Australian shores and to have gone into the unknown, a place like America, you know. It's like, it's a pretty courageous thing to do.
Mm.
So I was really humbled by it. I was really, really taken back by it.
This show's about the music industry. And over the years, there's been so much change. I mean, when I was growing up, there were records. There was 45 and 12 inches and vinyl. And then there was tapes and then there were CDs. And now there's downloads and you've got social media. How have you adapted as an artist over that time?
You don't have a choice. You have to adapt if you want to survive because they are impositions. The technological world does, you know, it imposes itself because it enables those things to be able to be produced and put in a format where we are all able to listen to that. Having watched five different formats over the past 40 years, it's been, you know, it's been an interesting journey, you know, going from vinyl.
Do you still have tapes at home?
To CD to digital to now streaming, you know. Yeah, it's a phenomenal amount of change.
It's almost like coming full circle because now vinyl is back in business again. You see vinyl everywhere on JB Hi-Fi.
Well, you know, I always thought, you know, if I kind of hang around maybe long enough, you know, I might become sort of fashionable. I guess the same philosophy could apply to me, wouldn't you say, Leah?
Exactly right. Exactly. The ARIA Awards. Seven awards you've won this year, About Bloody Time, the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, beautiful.
Someone, I mean, this should be done ages ago, doll. Just saying.
Yeah, you know, it's really funny because a lot of people are saying that and I'm a little bit I believe that it happens when it's meant to happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that I'm in a position now where I'm actually really able to have a great appreciation for the fact that I'm in being inducted into the Hall of Fame. It's really humbling. I actually understand the weight and the enormity of that kind of an induction. I've been dragging the bag since 1980. It's weighing me down. Can someone help me let it go? I'm in overload. I've been relighting the match since 1980. Hoping the time and space would help me let it go. I'm in overload. Hi there, this is Tina Arena. You're inside the Sound Museum on Joy 94.9.
The new album, 11... You've worked on this in Sydney, Melbourne, Stockholm, Paris, London.
Mm.
They're the international favorite. Amazing co-writers on this project.
Mm.
I mean, John Hume is a Kiwi like myself from Evermore.
Mm.
Great songwriter. Lights and Writing You was one of my favorite tracks from a few years ago.
Mm.
Great songwriter, written for people like Damien and Taylor Henderson and all these new artists. But
and interesting for him too to branch out and work in a world that's not perhaps necessarily what you would expect John Hume to do. He's a music fan.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a music fan, just like, you know, Kate Miller-Heidke, who's a musician.
And a Helpman Award winner now.
Yes, well, and rightfully so.
Yeah.
So she should win a Helpman. You know, composing her opera, doing her opera, doing her pop. She's just got an extraordinary sensibility. There are other people on the record too that need to be mentioned, which I'm going to mention. There's a young lady by the name of Hayley Warner who was on Australian Idol many years ago.
2009.
Right,
yeah.
When she was a
kid. Amazing writer.
Amazing songwriter. A seer in her own.
Yeah.
You know, in her own right.
Have you heard the new single, Closure?
No, I haven't. Oh, yeah, of course I've heard Closure.
Yes, it's
of course
great.
I have, and you really need to support it because she needs your support
and she
needs the community support. She's an extraordinary talent. She's an incredibly humble and very, very honest and quite a spirited woman for a 23-year-old. Then you have a young lady by the name of Hunter Nixon, tall, blonde, surfy girl, who's an exquisite songwriter who wrote Unravel Me with me.
Mm.
To who else is there? My last album had another young Australian woman who's based in LA now, Alex Hope.
Yeah.
You know, who's just a masterful young writer who co-did Only Lonely with me. Incredible songwriter. Then you have Hayley Aitken, another baby from Australian Idol, who's been based in Stockholm the last couple of years, who's a beautiful songwriter. Then you've got Adam Argyle, who's an Englishman, gorgeous writer, just fantastic. Not somebody terribly known, but just there. There's a lot of
Tanya Doko.
Tanya Doko, who's a gorgeous,
she's tiny. She's gorgeous. Got a massive voice and great
voice,
songwriter,
but a great brain. Mm. Really healthy, really good brains. So I kind of
she's doing really well because she had a song on the Eurovision winners album this year.
Yes,
Monzo Molo.
Yeah. She's done really well, and she's she just recently became a mother, and she lives in a foreign country and is, you know, trying to do her craft.
Exactly.
And does it really well, you know. Mm. So it's a really beautiful selection of people on this record that are gorgeous and that are Australian and that I'm really proud to work with.
Speaking of gorgeous selection, this album has got some great tracks on it. I was out walking on Saturday and I had my headphones on your album, first time just listened to it. And one track I just... Shit, what's happened? This track is just incredible. Karma.
Mm.
I don't know. It just grabbed me. Mm. It's such an epic, theatrical track.
Yes, yeah. There's a darkness to it that's quite...
And that one song, I just had to repeat it like two or three times.
That's interesting.
Because that track just really grabbed me.
I think the thing that is very interesting about this record is that I perhaps have delved a little bit more into trying to really bring that theatrical pop sensibility to it because when I write, I get an enormous amount of visualizations. I see things. So sometimes when I see those things, I actually I need to accommodate those visuals that I have sonically. So a lot of it is very, very visual. Love Falls, for example, which starts off, which is great, starts off the, you know, a bar closing, a little bistro closing, and then all of a sudden a muso who's maybe too pissed or, you know, sort of maybe, you know, drugged in the corner, sitting there, you know, still fag hanging out of his mouth with a piano accordion, sitting there playing this piano accordion, which I played, by the way. That's why it's so bad. But anyway, it's that kind of visualization to be able to take that sort of song out of its pop sensibility and make it a pop tango. It's it's a pop tango for me. You know, I grew up listening to the Gotan Project in the 90s when in the a couple of French DJs, when that record came out, I mean, I was like, I had to pick up my teeth off the ground. I was like, who are these guys? And they were DJs. Mm. They literally experimented so beautifully in taking old traditional French music and giving it a groove, but keeping all this fantastic space. Not everything today is about cluttering, you know. They don't know much about music today because it's not about
simplistic,
that. But the simplicity of that Gotan Project was a real musical reference for me because that album really marked me because it was such a genius fusion of taking old music and totally marrying it with these fabulous sounds and loops. It was just It was a trip. That record still freaks me out when I hear it. So Love Falls is very much a reflection of that kind of influence that I've had.
Finally, Tina, two of the up-tempo tracks, Magic and Overload. Single number two has to be Overload. Love Overload. It's a verse of joy, summer revive, but the magic is great as well. Number two. What's it going to be?
I don't know. And you know what? I actually don't. I don't care. And I say that with a sense of nonchalance.
Okay.
Because today, for me, the whole industry, all I can do is give people a body of work. At the end of the day, how you see that body of work fit into your agenda is your initiative. It's not mine. I can no longer sit here and say to people, I feel that you should play this, because who am I to say that to people?
Tina, I thank you for joining us tonight on the show.
You're welcome.
And
pleasure.
Good luck for the Arias, of course.
Thank you.
Hall of Fame this year, and the tour was Simply Red. Album's out now, 11. This is Karma by Tina Arena from the new album. You'll enjoy.
Hi, this is Tina Arena and you're listening to Australia's LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.